This is the first in a series of podcasts which explore a paper that was published in 2020 in the Transactional Analysis Journal, in which I am exploring the idea of teaching as creative subversion. The paper is really focused on TA training within the transactional analysis community. So what I'm going to do in this podcast is read parts of the article, but also comment on it in terms of the more general educational context, rather than specifically the world of transactional analysis training. The title of the paper, which can be found in the shared drive, is Teaching as Creative Subversion, Education Encounter as an Antidote to Neoliberal Exploitation of the Educational Task. Now, that's quite a mouthful, and yet within that title, it really does explain what the article is about. And what I'll do over the next couple of podcasts is to unpick that a little bit, so that we can understand more clearly a critique of education, what's missing, what's at stake, what's risked, and what we might do about it. In the article, I'm drawing together a number of themes that I've written about in other papers, and I'm drawing on the work of some educators like Parker Palmer and Gert Biester, as well as some writers from within the TA community, namely Keith Tudor, Diane Salters and Trudy Newton. Now, at the centre of my discussion is the argument that most of the time when we think about education, it's rooted in the idea that education is designed around production. And I'm suggesting that it's got fairly significant implications and limitations for ideas that we can often hold dear as educators. In other words, the idea of, you know, student autonomy and the aim of freedom. And so what I'm suggesting is that when we think about education as a process orientated towards a product of some sorts, we miss something that's really important, and especially in the experience of the student. And what I want to do is introduce the idea of educational encounter as an alternative to the idea of education as a product. When teachers, trainers gather together, discussions tend to be about the topics they teach or the type of trainees and students they work with. Parker Palmer recognised this as a common pattern and identified four types of educational questions. The first question, the what do we teach, is the most familiar one to teachers. Frequently, this discussion leads to a second consideration which focuses on methodology, resources and techniques, or in other words, the question of how do we teach. But for the purposes of this discussion, I want to turn towards Palmer's questions of the why of education and, more importantly, the who is doing the educating. A fifth, and this is a conceptual question of my own, is exploring how education exists. Now, this latter question, this one about how education exists, enters into what we call the existential terrain of education. Now, this is an area that's less travelled in and by implication can feel very abstract. But by critiquing existential questions about education, my hope is that both the problematic and potential implications might be better understood. And I suggest that there are ways by which education can be defined differently. What I mean here is I want to find an alternative narrative to the what and the how of educational work. And this might have implications for how we think about what our educational purpose is. What I'm going to suggest later in the discussion is that being an educand, and that means one who experiences being educated, essentially involves an encounter with another person, a teacher. And my observation is that we don't spend much attention to this in educator education. That when we are training teachers, we tend to focus on the how do you teach and what do you teach. And I'm suggesting that this question of who is the teacher and how does education exist can be really important for developing a professional sensibility that's fit for our age and the time that we're in. Okay, I want to spend a little bit of time at the end of this first podcast on talking about education as being product orientated. I find that education is generally understood as a product orientated task. It is conceptualized, and its long-standing association with teaching and learning with both children and adults is commonly framed as outcome-focused, resulting in a product of some kind. In this context, the term product refers to something that's manufactured as a result of an action or process, and that there's an intention, design, and an anticipation in engaging in such a process. The framing of education as being product orientated has a long history, and certainly in Western culture is based on a classical tradition that originally envisaged education as a process by which an individual experiences a shift from an uncivilized state to becoming a civilized citizen. Now, variations on this general trajectory have emerged over the centuries, with different ideas about learning objectives reflecting the character of a particular educational philosophy or method. Whether it's the movement from being incompetence to competent, or the maturation of the child into adulthood, or the transformational change associated with personal growth, or the collective emancipation via radical education, the emphasis throughout is on progressing from point A to a destination point B. There's an arc or trajectory whereby the assumed virtue is growth, which might be framed as realizing individual potential or the acquisition of skills and knowledge, the task of learning to be human, or accomplishing some kind of technical achievement. In the typology presented by Napper and Newton, the educational philosophies, despite seeming quite different, share a very common feature, which is that they're all product orientated. This typology, which some of us have explored through the format of the learning continuum or the educational continuum, is a powerful resource for how we frame our understanding of education. It's really useful, and it underpins the idea that education requires an outcome, which is often tangible and measurable. The acquisition of knowledge and understanding is prevalent in many education programs, and it underlies the kind of all-pervasive academic examination systems which we're all familiar with. The referencing of knowledge is due partly to the classical idea that it was through attaining knowledge that the individual might satisfy or enjoy the good life. To know stuff about matters beyond finding food or building shelter is to be marked out as having access to a desirable, better way of being in the world, that is, of being civilized. However, how this has been made into the more contemporary schooling experience has got a very different feel to it. With schools accused of being exam factories, adult education seen as fixated on meeting learning outcomes, higher education increasingly commodifying knowledge into modular programs, and professional training preoccupied with assessing competency.